The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sumitomo, yeah. Tonawanda, just your thoughts on the closure of the plant and leaving more than 1,500 people without a job.
Well, I'm mad. Having lived through something similar when Bethlehem Steel closed, my father worked at Bethlehem, I understand the pain that these workers and their families are feeling because it's devastating. Sumitomo's closure is not going to be the same as Bethlehem because that was 20,000 people, but I'm really mad because we've invested in Sumitomo. We've only heard good things from them. And two nights ago, around 9:30 at night, I got a call from Dave Wasura from the steelworkers who said, Mark, I got some really horrible news. We just found out that the Japanese board voted to close Sumitomo. I go, what? Because they just did a $140 million investment in the plant. And we gave a $3 million tax break. And all we had heard is that they were going to continue to invest, and they love the plant, they love the workforce. And then all of a sudden you hear out of the blue that it's closing. No contact with us. I immediately called the governor. She had not heard of it at that point. No one had reached out to New York State. We called Schumer's office. No one had reached out to them. And now we're starting to scramble to see what we can do. And they were like, well, the decision's been made. We're closing, which is horrible. It's a harsh corporate decision that's affecting 1,500 families directly in Erie and Niagara County, because a lot of the Sumitomo workers live in Niagara County, but it affects everyone who relies on those dollars. So I'm mad. They have a recapture policy in place at ECIDA. If we're not able to save those jobs, we're going to go back after them for the tax breaks that we gave them, which they'll probably be like, fine, we'll write a check for it and move on. But we're still working to try to save the jobs. It doesn't seem like Sumitomo wants to move from what I've been able to gather. We are working through Workforce Buffalo, which is the WIB, and the New York State Department of Labor to come up with, through the New York State Department of Labor Strike Force and the Workforce Buffalo's teams at the one-stop centers to assist the workers find new employment. We've got lots of jobs open in this area. The problem is they don't all pay the same as what those workers were getting in the benefits. So it's just really disappointing that here's a company that's maybe not own that facility, but that facility's been there for basically a century. And 1,500 good-paying jobs, represented by organized labor with good benefits, are being closed because some corporate board members in Japan decided, well, we don't want to do it anymore. I'm angry. I'm sad for the workers, having lived through it when I was a teenager. And seeing the impact it had in Lackawanna and everyone else, it was terrible. And I know it's going to be terrible for these families. Here we are entering holiday season, got Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas, Hanukkah, and people are probably thinking about, okay, what am I going to get my kids for Christmas this year? They don't have a job. We are looking to see under the WARN Act, they have to give a certain number of days before they can close, and they have to pay their employees a certain period. So we're going to enforce that through New York State. It's just a We've had such good economic news lately. The lowest unemployment we've seen in decades. Lots of jobs available. And then have this come out of the blue is shocking.
You talked about the WARN Act, and obviously that's designed to help that communication for workers, for local officials, yeah. for everyone. I know you posted on Twitter that screenshot of the fax that came in a little after 11 a.m.
Yeah.
They had already sent out the press release.
Yeah.
Does that satisfy the requirements of the WARN Act, or do you think they dropped the ball?
I think they dropped the ball in the WARN Act. They are going to, but the ones that enforce that will be New York State or the federal government. And there's the federal government has a 60-day. New York State has a 90-day under its Department of Labor. They didn't even have the courtesy of issuing the WARN Act, but nevertheless telling their employees before they put their press release out. Like, I found out about it not yesterday, but the night before late, so Wednesday. And it was only because it appears someone in management had just found out and contacted the steelworkers and was apoplectic. Like, I can't believe they're closing this tomorrow. And they didn't give us any warning, because not only it's not just the blue collar jobs there, it's also the white collar jobs. Sumitomo appears to be closing all of its North America operations because they're going to be laying off the CFO and the council and people like that. Those are really good paying jobs. I believe they violated the WARN Act. They can still close, but there'll be repercussions associated with that. And as I said, when it comes to the IDA benefits that were provided, we entered into an agreement with regarding a recapture agreement. If they shut down, they do not meet the standard with the number of jobs that they say they were going to create or have as a result of the tax benefit that was provided to them, then they got to pay it back. I mean, my first hope is that they stay open, or they find an owner, someone new, to take it over. If they don't, we're going to go after them for that benefit, but it doesn't help the families that lost jobs.
So is there some kind of hope here in trying to push it open, or is it?
Well, we are. We're working. I can tell you right now, everyone's working. I'm constant communication. Actually, it's pretty much all I've been doing since word got out, is talking with other officials and trying to utilize the legal positions we have. There's nothing we can do to force a company to stay open if they want to close, but we can hold them responsible for the rules and regulations that are in place, like the WARN Act. The governments will find a way to get by. I'm more worried about the families. These are good paying jobs. People who are making a really nice dollar working in a manufacturing plant, and it's not easy to find those types of jobs depending on your skill level. So we're going to do our best to try to help them if we cannot keep the plant open. As I said, Workforce Buffalo has a strong program, so does New York State, to assist individuals with either job training or career counseling. Like, okay, if you've never had to do a resume, how do you draft a resume? Here are the employers that are hiring. So we can connect them with them. We'll do job fairs if necessary. We're really good at that and being able to bring the employers in. I know a number of employers have already reached out saying, hey, we have jobs available, and you can come work for us. I'm not certain it'll be at the salaries and benefit structure that was at Sumitomo, but the governments will find a way. It'll be a problem. For Erie County, it'll be less of a problem than it would be for the town or the school districts, because we have such a large tax base as compared to the towns and the school districts, so it'll be less of an issue for us. We'll be able to handle it, but for the families, that's where the real pain's going to be.
I'm wondering what's involved in sort of their deactivation process for the plant. They talked about that process. Would that hurt any possible plans to get that plant sold if they're ripping out all kinds of equipment and resources and things of that nature?
Having seen this in the past, if you're going to sell it, you have a very finite time to do it, like now, maybe the next 60 days.
Yeah.
Because once they start taking equipment out, it becomes less an issue of being a facility that manufactures tires, and now it's just a building.
Yeah.
And they just put in, as I said, made a $140 million investment. So they got new equipment in there, which is still the boggling part. When I heard it was Sumitomo from Dave, I was like, what? They just put this massive investment in. And it was one of those things, like, we felt very comfortable that Sumitomo was not going anywhere for at least a couple decades, because a company doesn't make an investment like that. If it was a $2 million investment with a plant that big, I could see why they wrote it off. But $140 million, and if they're closing all their facilities here, then they're going to probably take that equipment and move it overseas.
Did you hear anything of that at any point, that of them trying to sell to a different operator for that plant?
I had not. Since the announcement, I've heard from a couple that they had some people looking at it. It was I had not heard of. It's not like somebody from Sumitomo reached out to us saying, hey, we're having a little issue, we may want to sell. Nothing. We heard nothing. And that's what made it just surprising, as it was, because we didn't hear a peep from them. And often, if there's an employer in trouble, they'll contact us. Especially if they have like a tax break. They'll be like, you know, we're having some issues. We're not going to be able to meet the job requirements this year. We might need to shut down for a couple weeks. We just want to let you know about it. They said nothing.
What is the potential ripple effect of this closure for Sumitomo, and especially with the manufacturing industry in Eastern New York? Does that have any sort of ripple effect potentially?
Well, the ripple effect will not be like Bethlehem Steel closing. That was massive. 20,000 direct jobs and then tens of thousands of indirect jobs. It will have some impact. There are some smaller businesses that probably were providing services there, but it's not the same. I'm going to turn it over to our deputy county executive, who's Tonawanda resident, who can talk more about the impact on Tonawanda and the community.
Well, of course there's a ripple effect, because we had, you know, individuals who were working there who dedicated their life, some of them. I've heard heartbreaking stories, but these are individuals who were then reinvesting in our community, you know, purchasing cars and, you know, going out to dinner. And so of course it will have a ripple effect. I mean, manufacturing jobs, these were great paying jobs for individuals. And I'll tell you, in the town of Tonawanda, we were incredibly proud to have them in the town. And it's devastating. It is devastating. And my heart goes out to those families. I've heard just really terrible stories.
I know it's early. Have you heard any concerns from residents in Tonawanda about, you know, potentially with taxes raising the town, with sports and everything like that?
I haven't heard that. I'm a resident of the town of Tonawanda. So, you know, of course, you know, that was a manufacturing company that we were proud to have in the town of Tonawanda. I'm certain it will have an impact. I know that there's long-range planning that the supervisor and the town board does in the town of Tonawanda as the school district. I'm certain they're having conversations today, but I haven't heard directly from taxpayers in the town of Tonawanda.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.